This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today we'll hear from law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten on January 6th as rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol building. The House is beginning its investigation this morning with testimony from four officers. Capitol Police Officers Harry Dunn and Aquilino Gunnell and Metropolitan Police Officers Michael Fanone and Daniel Hodges. Our Julie Walker's got more.
In previous interviews, Dunn said attackers yelled racial slurs and fought him in hand-to-hand combat. Gunnell, an Iraq veteran, detailed surgery on his foot and injuries from which he struggled to recover. Fanone described being dragged down the Capitol steps by rioters who shocked him with a stun gun and beat him. Hodges was beaten and crushed between two doors, his bloody face and anguished screams caught on video.
Tokyo is reporting its highest number of daily new coronavirus infections today as it hosts the Olympics. More than 2,800 cases. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And at the Games, there's an upset. Japan's tennis superstar Naomi Osaka is out of the Olympics, losing in the third round of the tournament. 17-year-old Lydia Jacoby of Alaska pulled off a stunning victory in the women's 100-meter breaststroke, upsetting American teammate and defending champion Lily King. California and New York City will now require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID testing. And the Department of Veterans Affairs will require healthcare workers to get the shot, the first major federal agency to do that. This is AP News. Sad news from Florida. The final death toll in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida is 98. Here's our Shelley Adler with more on this tragedy.
We have done everything possible to bring closure to the families.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Nothing we can say or do will bring back these 98 angels who left behind grieving families, beloved friends, loved ones across this community and across the world.
It's unclear what will happen at the site. Some condo owners want to rebuild. Others say a memorial should be created there. I'm Shelley Adler.
The final victim identified was Estelle Hedaya, a 54-year-old whose funeral will be today. Her brother Ike says he's drawing strength from God, just as he's seen his sister do in troubling times. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.